Great feature on the citizen stage.
Come down here and make her feel welcome at home at 6 o'clock.
We can compare that to Stuart. She's awesome.
A couple of quick things before we get to some more great, great music. I want to thank all the sponsors who have helped make this possible. That includes the TV Bank Group, Casino Laglini, and the Mill Street Brewery. So enjoy some Mill Street brews at our beer concession. We also want to thank all our government sponsors, including the Government of Canada, the Ontario Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Sport, the Ontario Arts Council, the City of Ottawa, and Ottawa Tourism. And as I said before, all the volunteers that are working here, we thank you and we want you to thank them. You see them doing stuff, just say thanks so that we can't do festivals without them. Now, if you noticed, when I introduced White Buffalo, I had on cargo pants. Kathleen Edwards has a very strict thing in her rider. There's no cargo pants allowed on her stage, so I had to go and change. And I decided, because of her song, Change the Shirts. No, sheets. Okay. Well, I changed the shirt as well. Listen, this is a long-standing, amazing artist from our community. We've watched her rise up from her original days, Failure album, all the way up. Amazing recordings over the years. It gives me great pleasure to welcome to this stage tonight, and I know you will too, Kathleen Edwards.
Together. get your fucking sea legs. How's everyone? Isn't this a beautiful night? This is a beautiful night. It doesn't get any better than this in Ottawa. It's nice to see y'all. Well, 20 years ago this month, my first record came out. It was called Failer, and I wrote it here in the city of Ottawa while I was working at various downtown establishments, all of them generally suitable for children, except the Manx. The Manx not always suitable for children. And 20 years ago, this record ended up in the hands of some people down in the States, and on the day it came out in January of 2023, I played on the David Letterman show, and my life changed. And it was been a crazy 20 years of like ups and downs, and being back here in Ottawa and opening up a coffee shop called Quitters. And hi, Quitters people. I love you very much. I miss you. But this is one of the songs, it's so crazy that we're just behind the Rideau Canal, because this is a song that I wrote about all the people who got invited to go out together and skate, and I always thought that I had been left out. This is called Hockey Skates. It's nice to see you all the Ottawa people that have been with me this whole time. It's really nice to see you. sitting in this corner bar. You could tell me how you are, but I'm not gonna lie or anything. You don't even have to speak if you keep looking at me. Ladies and gentlemen, other than being an extraordinary guitar player, Colin also happens to be my ex-husband. He's a very, very patient man. And he got away. He got away. Lucky man, he got away. Just that far, just far enough. And we didn't play together. We did the big D, the big divorce, and we didn't play together for a long time. And when I went to make music again, the thing that I was sort of overwhelmed about wanting to write about was all of the appreciation and perspective that I had for all of the things that were really tough about playing music and being on the road, but also all the gratitude that I had for someone like Colin, who was always in my corner when things were hard and things were new. He had my back. And this is a song that I wrote about him and our all the good shit and all the hard shit. He proposed to me in the back of a tour bus. That's a pretty badass thing to do. My husband's also here, so we're cool. We're like one big family. And his girlfriend Shermie's here, so we're all good. Welcome to the world. It's called tolerance and fucking open-mindedness. All right. And I was drinking too much whiskey. always knew I would set me straight, even though I didn't wanna hear it. I'll always be thankful for it. And I will always be thankful for it. And I will always be thankful for it. And I can't see him, but his name is Peter Von Alten, everybody on the drums. Stand the fuck up. Look at this fucking guy. There is not a more handsome drummer on this stage tonight. No offense, anyone else. I just take credit for it right now. We can talk about it backstage later. This is Kinley Dowling on the strings and on the keys. This is Aaron Goldstein on the pedal steel. This is Ryan Gavel on the bass. I think that's already been learned tonight is pace yourself, people. Pace yourself, okay? Pace yourself. There's a lot of fun ahead. Just fucking pace yourself.
Place to land.
When I was young, it seemed like it's so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. And then they sent me away, show me how to be sensible, logical, responsible, practical. And then they showed me a will that I could be so dependable, clinical, oh, intellectual, cynical.
You guys ready for the next act? Who's up next? Who's up next? Oh, really? Sorry, who? Thanks a lot for being a great audience. I know a lot of you were here to see him. And I really liked playing for everyone who I couldn't see who was here to see me. Hi, how you doing? Oh, there's my husband. He's doing great. So, like I said at the beginning of the show, 20 years ago this whole thing started for me, and it's really bittersweet. It's been 10 years to the day, today, that I last played a show in Ottawa, here at City Folk. And this is the town where I'm from, and I spent a lot of time away from this place to play music, but I just wanted to say for anyone who ever came to Quitters or bought my records or came to a show in the last 20 plus years, I want to thank you for having my back and for caring about what I do. And one of the things that sucked, I put out a record in 2020. I'm a brilliant music strategist, so that fucking sucked. And I couldn't tour. And one of the things I realized that was really tough about that was I couldn't connect with people, and I didn't realize how important that experience was to play music for people and see their faces and feel them and the care that they have for me and just have that reciprocal thing. So thank you so much for coming tonight so we could make that happen. All right.
Yeah.
probably when that guy barfed. That's probably why.
My life is like a picture left out too long in the sun. Trying to remember all the faces of the names I've loved. So that's up to me now. It's just a cigarette burning bright and a fading memory of the things I tried again. Every pill I took every
thumbs up.